Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Matt, you just stepped in poop.
No, where? Matt, let me see.
Poop.
You got poop
stepped
on your shoe?
In poopy.
Can you smell it? Or is that mud?
Mariah, smell it. Go take a sniff.
Help!
Oh my God, it's poop.
Oh.
Is it really poop?
I can't believe I just smelled that.
Oh, fuck. Your nose just made.
Do we have
Did you just ask if we have a dog?
You tell us if we have a dog.
Was there a dog here?
No.
No, why would there be a dog here?
Check your other shoe.
Jordan, smell
Matt,
it.
Matt, you probably stepped in Rue's shit.
I did it. Everybody has to smell it.
Someone
else smell it.
I just put those on.
I'm not going to smell it.
Matt's shoe. Jordan, let me see it.
Matt's feet already smell. I don't want to smell his
feet.
Jordan, let me see it. Let me see it.
It must have been outside. I mean, because I just walked into...
Well, first off, Jordan, what the fuck are you wearing? What is that? Jordan, please show. It is a... They say a sleeping bag poncho.
It's Thank you.
That doesn't make it okay.
They had a limited edition, like, fashion.
I'm not going to lie. That's some shit like Kanye would wear.
He probably is.
Right?
He's probably sleeping in it. Matt, we match perfectly.
Is he smelling Ooh. The poop wow, or good. The or the feet?
I think he's having an aftermath from the poop. It was pretty gross. Oh, not gonna lie to you.
Interesting sweatshirt you're wearing there, Matt.
How so?
Just
compared
feels,
to what you're
like
wearing?
No, I'm just I'm just wearing a red hoodie. I feel like yours is like tells a story.
That one that like, hoodie looks racist.
Yeah.
It's not a hoodie, it's a sweater, but it's from it's warm and wonderful. They're like a classic English brand. It's been around. Princess Diana.
So why are all the sheep white and then there's one black sheep?
Well, I think, well, have you ever heard, like, you're the black sheep of the family? Like, that's, like, an expression.
No. Oh, don't talk to me.
Like, someone who is the black sheep. It is an expression people use, Zane. You've gone your entire life, and not once have you heard that.
Are you mad about the poop?
No.
I've never heard of that.
Like, oh, that one's like the black sheep. It's the oddball.
So you're making fun of
you know what oddball means?
Yeah, I know. But Matt, you remember that I don't like read books and shit. So like I wouldn't know.
But you consume culture.
Culture. Okay, so tell me where they've said that black sheep of the family.
So like searching for a needle in a haystack. Can you give me an example?
Okay,
where
well,
heard that?
I've heard that one before.
And what? Give it to me. Where have you seen it?
This energy... Not loving
you,
it right
you insult
now.
My sweater. I give you explanation.
I didn't insult your sweater. I
you
said
go,
it's an interesting sweater.
And then you go, give
sweater.
Me an example where someone has a black sheep. It is a princess. Okay, Princess Diana wore this fucking sweater.
Oh, somebody
and
is.
Somebody hasn't smoked a vape in 3 months.
Somebody is late to knitting club and
oh my
wants
gosh.
To.
Unbelievable.
No, Matt, I'm
but
kidding.
It
I know.
Make
I know.
Sense?
I know. We know what the saying is.
I
know,
but it sounds like you're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you, Matt. We're also recording. Did you forget that there's cameras on?
Run the intro.
Run the intro. Run the intro. Okay,
got
all right.
Him.
We are off to a juicy, spicy start, baby. It's coffee talk, baby. Yeah.
Woo.
Matt.
Congrats on your 3 months today. That is amazing.
Thank you.
That's a lot.
That's awesome.
It felt like it went from 10 days to 3 months.
I know.
That's a long time.
It felt like you just quit 2 weeks ago.
Today I finally got the notification on my phone that I've been like 3 months nicotine free.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great, but all day I craved cigarettes. I craved nicotine.
Have you smoked a cigarette at all or is it just?
No.
Nicotine free.
I have put cigarettes in my mouth. Like I was at the Rainbow Room over the weekend and like people were smoking cigarettes around me, but I would put an unlit cigarette in my mouth.
I think Heath did that.
Just to
beginning.
Have like that oral, like
and
something there.
And it helped. I mean, I wasn't like trying to taste any of the tobacco, but
tricks your brain a little.
A little bit. But like, I have to watch videos of people opening up vapes and stuff and seeing what's inside of it, because it is fucking freaky. And then that makes me like not want
to
hit it.
I'm afraid to quit because I know I'm going to eat really bad once I quit, because I need something sweet to replace the vape. So that's why I don't want to do it.
You eating something a little bit sweet is going to be a lot better for you than vaping.
No, Heath, again, I don't have self-control when it comes to that. So
how do you want to frame it then? Like, if you, that's what's like, I go so back and forth on it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, but is it the cost of feeling good and satisfying the addiction? Is that worth more than the consequences of what it's really like doing to your body?
Oh, absolutely. I'm literally January 1st, me and Danielle are starting, but you'll understand.
You'll gain weight, but also you're not inhaling the, okay, yeah.
I understand. I know vaping is very, very bad. I'm saying I'm scared to do it because I know I'm going to eat like really, really, really bad for the next 3 months.
I have had tendencies where I've been driving right by the vape store and I just want to pull in, and cause I want to see the reaction being like, you're back. Where have you been? Be like, it's me, 3 months clean, and I'm buying the vape and just walking in the house and going,
I wonder if he would like do anything to like stop you. Like, would he help you not buy it?
Hell no.
No,
they want that repeat customer. They want my $20 three or two times a week.
He's like, if you're going to break, make sure you come to Kebab Smoke Shop.
It was Dream Smoke Shop.
Kebab Smoke Shop.
Kebabs. And then, I sometimes I wish I never told anybody that I quit, because then I want to relapse.
It's so interesting. A lot of people think it's worse to tell people when you're doing something.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I think it's better, because then you don't want to, like, if everybody knows you, that holds me more accountable, I feel.
You don't want to embarrass yourself, and everybody knows that you failed.
Yeah.
You know? So it kind of pushes a little further.
I've been also trying to quit picking my nose, because I read that if you pick your nose, you can it causes Alzheimer's and dementia brain cancer.
I pick my nose a lot.
Yeah, Zane, listen to this. There's something called chlamydia ammonia, okay, which already sounds like terrible.
Sound good at all.
But it's a bacteria that's like usually on our fingers. And do you know what your olfactory receptors are?
No.
So your olfactory receptors is basically the entrance from your nasal cavity into your brain. It's the most intimate entryway to your brain besides your ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by you sticking your fingers up in it every day, you are exposing that and like damaging the tissue in your nose. And Zane, I was reading all about it and it freaked me the fuck out. And it made me not want to pick my nose. But I still want to. So I'm just like,
did you read something other than that? That like really
more. Did I read it or did I see it on TikTok?
You want to hear something gross?
As opposed to.
Yeah.
Years ago, I would make it. It's so disgusting.
No.
I would. So there'd be a point where I would be in bed all the time. I'd pick my nose and flick it. Pick, flick, pick, flick, right? And then one day I looked at my wall.
No.
Stop.
They were all over the wall.
It looked like a popcorn ceiling.
Oh my God.
It was disgusting. Disgusting. It was the nastiest thing I've ever seen and done in my entire. It was just different colors of yellow.
Like that, it's like that
and
gum
red.
Wall in, where's it called, Chicago?
Yeah. It was a gum wall.
There's a lot of guns.
And it was just, it was on there for so long where it just became part of the wall. I could not.
Like, landlords are painting over it. Yeah. The next tenant.
And people think it's popcorn.
You know what hack that I tried out that actually like works when it comes to your sinuses? Doing this underneath your cheek pulling your ear. Like you basically.
Right. Yes. Sinus. Yeah. Yeah. Sinus like massage.
It relieves your sinuses and it would just let you drain and just like pull your.
Oh my God. Just like that.
Sinuses freak me the fuck out. Whenever you look at like images of it, you're like, huh? You're saying that there's little sacs in here?
It creeps me out in the same way like lymph nodes.
Oh.
Lymph
nodes are in your armpits. Just like all over random places.
What a terrible name too, lymph. I don't like that.
It's just nodes, I think, is worse.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of your booger picking thing that you found out, how it leads to that, I found out that a lot of people that have breast cancer and a few different types of cancers, a very common denominator between all of them is rooted based off of a root canal.
Yep. Just learned about that the other day.
Wait,
root canals and like oral hygiene are linked to having like insane long-term health insane side panicking. Effects.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. Actually, great, because I've had 12 root canals in my life. What does that mean?
I don't think it's... I think a study has been done, but I don't think it's like officially been confirmed. But they are. There's a Netflix documentary about this,
right.
I think. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But yeah, are you saying that I'm going to have
if someone cancer? In your love life has, or if someone like that you know has had breast cancer, it's very interesting to find out if they have had a root canal, because they're realizing that a lot of people who've had root canals, or everyone who's like died from certain forms of cancer, majority have had root canals.
Right, but not all of them.
I feel like a lot of people do get root canals, no? Or is that like a...
Like my dad has had endless root canals and he's healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But they're seeing that people with cancer
it's just like a strange coincidence and it has to deal with, I guess, like the oral bacteria in your mouth.
I guess it makes sense. Your mouth is like really
like connected,
dirty.
Like right in you. I don't know.
It freaks me out how dirty your mouth is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It freaks me out. I wish I could have a new toothbrush every day. That's where I want to be. I want to be so rich that I can change my toothbrush every single day.
Do you change the head? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I always ask that for Christmas. He's got me a really nice toothbrush. I asked for new toothbrush heads. So I've had a new one.
Danielle just got me a floss or a water picker.
Oh, I can't do them.
It's really weird.
They work really well, but it always hits my tongue, like the water stream. And I'll do like one of those and I can't stand it. Because you have to like put it in your mouth so it doesn't spray everywhere.
The pressure's really high.
You got to remember to turn it off before you take it out.
Yeah. Because
you'll be doing that.
That's what happened to me. Just spray it everywhere.
They do work well.
So I know every time at the dentist though, they're like, oh, you need to be flossing more. Your gum's bleeding. And I go, can I see your gums, Dr. Masood? Let's see it.
But it's not because you're in there with a jackhammer.
Like, because she always has a mask on. I go, let's see your teeth.
It's so funny going to somebody for a treatment or something like that where their profession has to do with what they're working on for you. Like, you always look at the dental hygienist's teeth and like you kind of like judge them if they tell you to floss or if they tell you you're not brushing enough.
You go to like a gym and you get a personal trainer and they're not in shape. You're what am I buying?
Man? Yeah, no, I get it.
It's like a tattoo artist. You see a tattoo artist with like tattoos.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of tattoo artists do their own, right?
On their legs, but they can't do their arms.
I could never imagine doing my own tattoo. Like, yeah, I guess they do, but that's just so crazy. Like,
yeah,
got bored today. Like,
that seems so childish. Like, getting a tattoo is like cool, but like doodling on yourself seems really.
Yeah, it's like, don't do that.
What do you do? Don't draw on yourself. Yeah. It seems wrong.
Yeah.
Speaking of tattoo, this ain't looking so hot.
Let me see.
It's looking like the Hollywood tattoo when we used to get them on Hollywood when we were drunk. It's just starting to look real scab.
It's just gonna start looking green.
Yeah, it's looking a little funky. But
did your grandparents ever have tattoos?
Mm-mm.
No, yeah, my grandpa had his like World War II tattoos and stuff. They were just green and nasty.
Because my grandma got her tattoos when she was like 90.
Whoa! What is your grandma's tattoos of?
She had.
It's a tribal tat.
It might as well be. It was a cross with like the crucifix crown, like Jesus's crown.
Oh wow.
And then that has a name. My mom's gonna kill me, but it has the crown and it's like bleeding,
like graphic. Yeah, like blood graphic. Coming off.
And
of
then
it.
And then she has a Roman numeral 15 for the grandkids.
Grandma who? What's her name?
Mary.
Grandma Mary. Wait, what was she like when she was? Was she a tattoo type of like person?
No, she just had a bucket list before she passed away.
Oh, that's cool. That's
so she wanted tattoos. She wanted to smoke weed. And it all happened.
All happened in one year.
She ended up loving weed.
I'm so sorry. I forgot your grandma passed away.
That's all right.
Sorry, because I think I was saying it like in the present tense. I'm like, what's her name?
Yeah, I'm mad at you.
I'm sorry.
Well, her name is still the same.
Correct.
A lot of people change it after they pass.
You know what I learned about? Okay, guess how much it is to get buried in Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Just found this out.
Is that
just to get buried there?
$75,000.
Hold on. This is just for the slot. Doesn't include...
Just for the slot. I'm pretty
sure.
How
much is it
the
normally?
Minimum.
How much is like expensive. An average bury?
I couldn't even...
Well, I think it was the minimum. Oh, well, I didn't really ask too much. My brother's girlfriend just went on a tour there and she's writing some big research paper about it. And she just says, do you know how much it is to get buried there? That's all she asked me. And then I guessed 50,000.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Please don't tell me it's more than
that'd
that.
Be like no,
it's less.
Oh, okay.
I would say like 10,000 for the slot. Then you got to pay for the casket but I feel like and the tombstone.
Yes. All that's more. Standard opening is 30,000 just to be buried there. That's what I'm.
Wow.
Got it. And then anything extra is just.
And I'm pretty sure they have. And I go, are they at capacity? And they go, I think she had. They have space for another 20 more years, which is weird.
Go.
To think about.
20 years.
I'm pretty sure. Hopefully I may be wrong. So if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I also saw, it's funny, I saw a TikTok, like Judy Garland, where she's buried, your fans have their spots next to Judy Garland. And so all of their-
Whoa.
These are the ones where it's like, they're in the right. walls. Their caskets suffer like, Judy, I love you. Like, it's
no
all this-
No way. Yes. Like by
it's,
Judy's-
It's by Judy Garland's oh things. You have God. All these people have like, the caskets next to them are- They're just Judy Garland fans and they want to be buried for, next to her.
That's insane. Oh, like their tombstones away. Are saying, I love you, Judy Garland, oh, next like to her.
They requested, if I die, yeah. I'm yes. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
It's a hardcore fan, like bury me. The thing is, it's like, it's your life. You want to go out, but you're making your whole life about yeah. somebody else. Like,
this says a lot though. They got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
My question though is the cemetery private owned?
Yes.
So some guy is just like...
It depends. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, veteran cemeteries are, like, every veteran can get be buried for free, and the government will owns the army. And
okay,
so
right.
They sanction those areas for those cemeteries for people to be built buried, I think. Sure.
So interesting. So somebody just, at one point, had a plot of land in a good location and was like...
We're gonna make it.
I'm gonna make this a cemetery.
I'm curious if you can still be legally buried in on your property, though. Like, I know Stanley Kubrick, I'm pretty sure, is
There's
buried.
No way.
Oh, he's buried yeah, at his house. Weird. I think you can't. Oh, all right.
Nobody wants to buy a house with a dead body buried
Dude,
on there.
There was one, there's a neighborhood close to where I grew up in the middle of a subdivision. The family that owned that plot of land. Who like sold it to build a subdivision that once lived on it. They had a cemetery and it's probably only five people are buried there, but it's in the middle of the whole neighborhood. Like it's a whole row of houses.
Oh, like there's just like a cult, like a-
There's a tiny little cemetery in the middle of just the neighborhood. Like you wouldn't, it's not like, oh,
it would just be like
cemetery.
A house is
it's like
missing.
It's as if it was a lot, but it's this tiny little wow. cemetery. It's the creepiest.
Like just for this cul-de-sac, like, oh, we want to be buried. We want to stay here.
And they're all from like the 1800s. Like Whoa. That's wow. crazy.
That's so interesting.
But sometimes I don't know if I want to be in a casket. Do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? It's all this different. Do you want your
We've had this conversation a few times, and I feel like it changes every time. Like, I feel like my answer changes every time.
Well, at least hopefully we have a long time to think about it.
Yeah.
The only thing is just you want your body just in case we all come back. Yeah. Like, that's the only reason why I think I'd want my body is just in case we all...
If something happens,
come back alive.
The dust start flying together and like cremated ashes.
I still think, like, remember that episode in Black Mirror where they like, before they die, they like hook them up like, oh, you can live this life for, or live.
Yes,
or,
download my consciousness and go.
Do you think that something like that could, I feel like something like that's going to happen, but we're going to be way gone by then.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there's going to be some sort of cryogenic whatever where you could put your body and freeze it
but no oh not able, even that it's more like for your like your brain
like uploading like, your brain into
yeah,
a cloud.
The Black Mirror is almost like they connect they're in this bed or whatever and they connect their brain to this like system where they in their dreams are able to still live life.
Digitize your consciousness
yeah.
and then move it onto like a place and it lives. Have you guys what do you think, Ryan?
That AI thing? We were just talking about that earlier.
It's been blowing my mind. I've been spending,
you're talking about the chat thing, right?
Chat GPT or GBT?
Yeah. Dude, that shit is scary. I don't like it. They need to delete it.
And we can ask it right now. Come up with five interesting topics for us to talk about on our podcast, and it will come up with all of that.
While it's doing that, I was going to say, going back to the freezing thing, is that girl real, the 15-year-old girl who's been frozen for like hundreds and hundreds of years?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I don't know what you're talking
about. They discovered her.
No,
and
I haven't
seen
it.
And she's in perfect condition. Her organs are there. Everything's there, and she's just frozen.
Oh
no, I have not heard about that.
Oh no,
I do think I know what you're talking about.
GPT.
Yes, she was frozen, I think, and remains how she was when she passed. But I don't. There's no like bringing her back.
Right, but I'm just saying, is that real? Is she real?
I'm pretty sure.
Mamiya Juanita.
Sure.
Does that sound familiar?
She's kind of in this position.
Oh my, wait, that's real?
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, it looks real. Like there's, look at this.
Let me see. Is it real?
It looks real.
Well, like, I mean, have you ever seen the bodies that are on Everest and stuff? Those like, the skin is like still intact.
It's you know crazy. They leave them up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people that are hiking Everest now are just like hiking past people that died on top of the mountain.
Yep.
Because they physically can't like get them down, right? Is that why?
How old is that girl?
I'm
so curious about this. Awful.
It's crazy.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mike was like, give me a full essay based on stoicism, but using characters in Seinfeld. Full on essay.
No.
Breaking down.
That's insane.
Philosophy, rhetoric, and characters in Seinfeld. Like a full on essay. Kids, these days, because of this, the go home and write an essay thing.
They don't need, done. Yeah.
And it's all original. It's not plagiarized at all, which yeah. is crazy.
Like they didn't. It's not pulling it up from any article. It's just like it's doing it itself. That's insane.
And you can have a full story made, and then you can change the style of it. You can say, yeah. make this a
make
horror.
It wittier.
Yeah, we did. You said a story. Make it, type in. Make me a story about.
Oh, tell me. Give me a children's story of a dinosaur and a worm or something like that. And yeah. it did it. And I was like, okay, now make it. Give me an adult version of it. And then it gave an adult version of it.
And like, it was like
dirty version. It was crazy.
Yeah. Or it's like write a.
And it happens in seconds.
Or write a short poem in the style of Dr. Seuss about boogers. And it will like.
Try that.
Once there was a booger named Fred who lived in a nostril bed. He loved to pick and he loved to prod. But most of all, he loved to be odd. One day, Fred decided to explore the wild and wacky world outside his sore. His nose sore. He jumped and danced and had a blast until he met a booger named Jasper at last. This is insane.
Jasper was big and Jasper was green, but Fred didn't care. He was quite keen to have a friend who shared his love of booger picking and booger shoving. Together, Fred and Jasper had fun picking and poking until the day was done. But alas, it was time for them to part. Back to the nostrils they had to start. But they knew they'd meet again to pick and prod and be booger men. For boogers may be gross to some, but to Fred and Jasper, they're quite fun.
Now, like, if I take this, get it published, and it's in Barnes & Noble, that's it? I'm a writer?
That's it, because it's literally not plagiarized.
Right.
It is the end of the world.
It's scary. Another crazy thing I saw, though, had to do with cooking. It was asking for a recipe about something, or basically they said, build me a weekly food recipe for the week, whatever it was. And it pulled up and just made like a whole bunch of different like dinners. And then they go, okay, now make me a shopping list out of this. And for all of the stuff included, it was like, you're going to need three onions for the entire thing, 5 pounds of meat to cover all of the meals. And it did everything like that.
I bet you can put the ingredients that are in your fridge and you can say, come up with something that I can.
It's just funny. Like it can do all these amazing things, but we're like, booger poem in the style of Dr. Seuss. I know it's just
to see how crazy it gets.
Can you write in there, like come up with an original recipe for this?
I think you could do almost anything.
No, like an original recipe where it's just like a recipe that works, but it's like
brand new,
like a brand new.
Did we explain this fully? I feel like we jumped into it. What website is this? What is
Chat GPT? There's a handful of these type of like AI chatbots, but this is like one of the most advanced ones, especially for computer programmers, because it's able to just write full on code. from scratch.
In seconds. It's like normally this would take like...
You can ask it to write a screenplay, dude. Like...
like dialogue back and forth between characters.
Dude.
Yeah, do a movie. Yes. A horror movie.
Write a horror movie scene about what? What do we want it to be about?
About
friends who start a podcast.
About
yes.
Yeah.
Friends who start a podcast.
Write a horror movie script of maybe say do a short horror movie script because it's gonna be so long. A short horror movie script
scene
about a friends, couple of friends.
About friends on a podcast. It's already got the whole thing
done.
Oh
my God. I don't.
The couple of friends, Sarah and Jack, sat in their small recording studio excitedly discussing the possibility.
Let me read it. I got it.
It's so long. I mean, I can do it if you want.
Get it, Bubba.
The couple friends, Sarah and Jack, sat in their small recording studio excited. What's the matter?
Wait, can we make it say...
Go down underneath and say, make it a script.
I want to do this.
I want to act it out.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh my
intro
God.
Recording studio.
Rain. What am I saying? I have no idea. I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm blanking. Zane, read the first part and then we'll do the dialogue. Narrator.
Sarah, recording studio day. Sarah and Jack sit in front of their microphones, chatting excitedly about the latest episode of their horror podcast.
So for today's episode, we're going to be talking about the urban legends and the fear they can inspire.
Absolutely, Sarah. I've got some really creepy stories lined up that I think our listeners will love.
As they begin to record, a strange static noise can be heard in the background.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's just some interference. Let's keep going.
The static continues to grow louder and Sarah's voice begins to sound distorted. Jack can hear whispers coming from her microphone.
Jack, I don't feel so good. I think something's wrong.
I'm trying to stop the recording, but the equipment isn't responding.
Oh, no!
What happened? Yo. Part one.
Wait, zoom out just a bit.
Oh wow. The AI caught on to
the
us.
AI, right? The government was like, we've never asked for a script before. Shut it down.
Hello, Sundance.
try to pull that back up. See if it can
Wait, recover. That started pretty good.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
I don't understand.
It's not even fair. Now anybody's going to be a writer.
No, but I mean, I suck at writing, but I could probably come up with a good idea for something. So I'm just going to write the idea that I have and then it writes it out.
Okay.
Writers are going to be
pissed.
Go back up. There's no more writer's block.
I know.
That's it.
Right now there's been a lot of speculation if they want to shut this down.
Do you think it's okay to have? I think this tool is way too powerful.
I think it is.
But then if it's too powerful, then that means it's only going to be used by like the elite few.
Right.
Like, I feel like people, well, I saw an interesting TikTok where a kid was explaining that, you know, I feel like a lot of times the internet is using us. It's using us to collect data. It's using us to
figure
out what we like. It's using us to shove shit at us. This is the first time that the internet isn't using us. We're using it. We are putting the internet to use. Like
interesting.
We're the boss and we're making it do what we want to do, if that makes sense.
But he's right though. It is way too powerful. Like
it's too much.
It's taking way too many jobs, right? In one fucking in seconds, it's taking every job.
What's crazy on is the now, planet Earth. Now you can just go, you can make just these YouTube, there's gonna be so much junk AI junk out there because of this. So now you can go write me like a top 10 clickbait good YouTube idea videos on how to like make money like Warren Buffett. And then we'll give you 10 clickbait titles like and go, now write me a full script about 5 ways that Warren Buffett uses to buy his stocks. And then all you have to do is copy and paste a script, put a couple slides about Warren Buffett, record yourself, post on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then it just
insane.
I feel like even just information in general, because I feel like we have to be able to like take time to do research in order to like learn new things. And the fact that I feel like, especially with like even the crypto world and stock world, I feel like this could be you could take advantage of that world with this thing.
Like what do you mean? AI can start buying and trading stocks?
No. I mean, just,
we're not going to be thinking for ourselves.
I guess figuring out a company's like,
it takes us using our brain completely out of the equation.
Yeah. Which is terrible. Cause we're already down that path. Like people don't have their own thoughts. They're just copying what everybody else is saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so really it's freaky. And guess what? It's only going to get...
Take it down.
This is the start.
It's going to keep getting smarter and smarter and smarter by next year. Who knows what this is?
This little thing, it's like they came out with the first Apple computer.
Yeah.
It's going to get so
this
fucking
scary. This is the original
scary.
iPhone.
We're going to look at this and we're going to look at this and remember when it was a ChatGP
and how is good it was. Right now.
Yo, hey guys, what are we going to do? We're going to fucking stop it. There's nothing we're going to fucking do about it. Good luck.
At some point, they're going to be able to type into like a website. Zane Heath, Ryan Matt podcast, new podcast episode, and we don't even have to record anymore. It just takes older episodes and it creates a new podcast.
Takes our voices.
Well, I think, you know, like Joe Rogan, yeah. Like they can do his because he has so many episodes they can pull from.
He said absolutely like every word and every different inflection.
Yeah.
So they've taken his voice and made him just say whatever they want it to be.
That's why we could probably get away with a lot of crimes because. We could be like, you know, Your Honor, this man was on a podcast because of AI. That's not his voice on the phone call.
Yeah.
Saying this thing. Everyone has sourced his voice through AI. So like anything that is us saying something on tape is technically not us. Does that make sense?
I mean, yes, at some point,
it's
I feel
so
like
weird.
Yeah.
Even video too, because people can fucking do deep fakes now.
People are talking about selling their. This finishing it?
Oh my God. He's doing. Jordan just typed.
But look at the title I came up with. The title of the podcast.
Write a new podcast episode with Zane Heath, Mariah, and Matt as the host. Sure.
Oh my God.
Let's do our part.
The title. Okay. No, guys. Oh, that's what the AI came up with.
Hold on. Zane, go. I haven't read it yet.
Okay. So Jordan typed in write a new podcast episode with Zane Heath, Mariah, and Matt as the host. And it came up with for the title for this podcast we're about to read. The title is The Future of Technology and Its Impact on Society. That's fucking weird.
Read your script. Read it.
Okay.
It's going to be very informational. If we said make it funnier, I think it would be entertaining. This is going to be...
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to make it funny?
I say make it...
All right, Jordan, write a funny
podcast episode.
No, just write make it funny. We do this every episode.
Here is a humorous version.
But we don't tell them.
it now makes the title The Future of Technology and Its Impact on Society or the Lack Thereof.
Wow, this is so crazy.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, guys, welcome back.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, guys, welcome to our show. Today, we are joined by Heath, Mariah, and Matt. It's my podcast. Welcome to our show, everyone. Today, we are joined by Heath, Mariah, and Matt to discuss the future of technology and its impact on society, or as we like to call it, the snooze fest episode.
Am I right?
That's right, Zane. Technology has advanced at an incredible rate over the past few decades, or at least that's what our parents tell us.
And as technology continues to evolve, it will have a profound effect on our daily lives and the way we interact with the world around us, or so they say.
Definitely. One area in this is so fucking long.
There you go.
Okay, definitely. One area where we're already seeing a lot of change in the field is artificial intelligence. AI is becoming increasingly advanced, and it's starting to play a bigger role in our daily lives.
That's true, Matt. AI is being used in a wide range of applications, from self-driving cars to virtual assistants like Siri and Alexa. All
right, and that's just wild.
That's a really interesting point, Heath.
Hey, and to add to that...
Oh man, it's scary. The future is scary.
Freaky.
I love it's just AI's attempts at jokes, like or snooze fest or lack thereof.
Right. It needs a little bit of work.
Yeah, but it can only get funnier. But that's pretty crazy.
It's fun, but
I'm gonna have a lot of fun
with
this after this episode. Dude, you know how you're on Zillow every night? What if we're just on this thing every night? Like we're just like, what can I come up with? Like what are we gonna do today on this?
Well, that's what's also like kind of weird is it can tell you kind of exactly what to do to get what you want. You know what I mean?
Jordan, mm-hmm. Just put in give me topics to talk about.
Oh, you just want to like just see if it like literally comes up with something gross to talk about right now?
Give us 10 interesting topics to talk about.
Most it's very
broad.
Silliest
yeah.
inventions and gadgets. It's not that bad.
The most ridiculous trends
on social media. I see.
I appreciate it. I appreciate trying.
Thank you so much, you Diane. I won't be doing any of that.
That's amazing.
We don't have to take the time to put this into like the video or whatever. But just say, give me a weekly dinner menu, or give me a weekly dinner, menu.
Oh my gosh.
Monday grilled
so
chicken
fun.
With roasted vegetables. Tuesday salmon with blah blah. Now say turn it into a chart.
Bye.
Oh my God. That's insane.
And then say, make me a shopping list.
No way. They put pizza night on Fridays. You saw that?
Pizza Friday, baby. It knows us.
I don't make the rules. I just don't understand.
Oh my God.
Make it horror.
make it
knives.
Funny.
Make ingredients, it, knives.
I might do this with like Patricia and I are planning our wedding. Like yeah. I'm just gonna like
plan our wedding. Yeah,
the best wedding menu.
Or just like put, because right now it's just we have to put all, like we have our list, but then putting all of that into like an Excel sheet and like all of that. Like,
yeah. Wow. I could see them getting rid of this though very soon.
Yeah, just it'll be a couple.
Write my wedding speech.
Oh my God.
Make it funny.
Matt.
Make it funny.
Mariah, I'm just.
We're like, he did it on AI.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm using this for the roast.
Oh, me too.
Write me roast.
I bet the roast jokes are going to be like, lack thereof.
I bet you. Yeah. I bet you will give you good ideas though.
Yeah, good starting ideas.
It'll give you good starting ideas.
Somebody used it to basically write a email to their landlord because they weren't getting their security deposit back for their apartment, and they didn't know how to go about wording it. And it wrote an entire thing about I've paid my rent on time, blah blah blah. I haven't done anything to damage the property. It like went into like super detail, and it was like, I'm requesting my security deposit to be returned. If it's not returned, blah blah blah, I'm gonna seek legal action to moving forward or something like that.
Can you put as much detail on that thing as possible?
You can keep adding to it.
Wow.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You know what though, like, okay, this right now, it feels creepy right now. It's very creepy, but I don't have too much of a problem, or I get a little bit more optimistic. You know, the movie Her, where like he has Scarlett Johansson talking to her as like he dates with Joaquin Phoenix. You know that movie?
I don't think I've ever seen Her.
You've never seen Her, Zane?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've heard about it.
That's where he starts dating his AI. He starts dating his computer and like has full on conversations with them because it truly feels like a real person and they are almost like in love with them. Like,
yeah.
I will say, I know we're freaked out by this, but I remember having, obviously this is crazier, but I remember having this same feeling of how wild this is with like using Ask Jeeves for the first time.
Oh yeah.
I remember being like, I can ask anything and it has the answer.
I remember just typing in stuff when I found out about it.
Yeah. Any, like everything
and it'll pull
and
up something. That,
yeah. I had the same feeling.
That is
feeling.
Really,
Ask
yeah.
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
No, seriously, Jeeves knows everything. Watch, ask it something.
Yeah, everything.
I kind of felt like that when I, an AIM, when you can see someone went on their computer.
Oh my gosh. Or like hearing the door
or
slam.
Smarter out. Child though. Like I was like,
yeah, that's this.
What's
yeah,
up?
It's like, hey.
It's
scary, but exciting at the same time.
I went into that Amazon Style store. I think there's only a handful of them, I heard somebody
the
say.
The one where it knows what's in your cart?
So I
no, this is the one at the Glendale Americana.
Yeah, it's the Amazon Fashion Store.
Okay.
So I always pass by it, but I never really saw what it was about. So I walked in and I asked the guy, I said, can you just explain like what this is? Because you walk in and there's one of each item. It could be a shirt, it could be a jacket, it could be shoes, it could be a cup, whatever. All the hangers have a QR code. So you walk in, you go on your Amazon, and you, if you are interested in an item, you scan the QR code, and it shows you what's available, that color, that size, whatever you want, it's usually available. And you can choose either add it to your cart or put it in the dressing room. So you can go around the store, add it all to your dressing room. They take you upstairs to the dressing room and they have everything there for you. And then you scan and you put, okay, I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep this. They put it all at the register. For you. Like you never pick anything up.
That's insane.
Men's stuff there too?
Yeah.
Everything.
This is at the mall. Fashion. Like at the.
Yeah. Is it Amazon? Is it Amazon's style? I know, but are the clothing?
No, it's brands.
Items,
it's
brands.
Yeah.
But it's Amazon there's, does have Amazon basics and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm sure they're in there, but there's, when I was in there, there was UGG, there was Nike, there's Puma.
And there's no money just to walk into the store and try stuff on?
There's no, you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's like a normal, it's, you try things on and you buy it, but you basically don't.
Did it seem smooth or did it seem like a little like too techie?
No, I mean, it is scary that like this is possible, but you walk in and the guy just explains what to do and then you're on your own.
Was it busy?
No, because nobody knows how to use it. Like, I didn't buy anything. I just was so interested and I was scanning things and it showed me, okay, these are available in this size and they bring everything
out
for you.
And then you try it on and then you walk out of the store with the clothes.
No. So you
send it to your house?
You're sitting there.
You could check out while you're there, like a normal store.
Yeah, so you're on the bottom floor and then you're saying, okay, put this in my dressing room. And somebody's up there putting those items in the dressing room in the size you requested. Then you go up and then it's all there ready for you. You try it on. If you like it, you can.
That's what I love. Okay. I hate dressing rooms or like when isn't it always so weird when like, I hate that like, one, there's never people in the fucking dressing room these days. It's kind of crazy. And then you like, you try it on and then do you leave the stuff you don't want back in the dressing room?
I always put it away.
But they always have that temporary rack because I feel like they need to like make sure it's like good to go.
You always hand it back to them.
If there's an attendant, but the go back rack, I'll either put it on.
Yeah, the go back rack. But I rarely try things on. I'm just like hoping that it fits because I can't stand trying things on. What I do is I'll say I have 10 items. I'm trying them on. A lot of times I don't like anything, but I feel so bad putting it all back. So I'll take half and be like, I'm going to take these. I love these. And I give them half and I go back and I put them all back.
That's
because
funny.
I feel so bad for the employees?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're not there.
I feel bad. Like,
I just leave it in the dressing room with the door open.
I know they didn't make the clothes, but I'm embarrassed. Like, why didn't I like anything in that store? Like, yeah. I know they're not making it and it's not theirs, but I feel something about it. I feel bad. I don't want them to be embarrassed. Like, oh, our clothes aren't good enough. Yeah. So I'll be like, love these.
They didn't make them. They don't care.
I'll be like, they're too small.
That's funny. The way I put clothes back after I try them on in the dressing room is like I work there. It's the
weirdest. Yeah, me too. Since working at PacSun, I do the same fold, perfect line it up, and I'll
sit there and make sure it's perfect. It's because of PacSun.
And
PacSun has really taught me to do that.
I'll even lift the smalls, mediums, and then stick it back in the large pile. Stick it right back on top,
dude. I'm the worst. I don't go in and like cause a mess, but I'm like.
Oh, I hate this. It's like to fold it out and then just...
Because in PacSun, we had to constantly keep it straightened out. And it was so annoying seeing people fucking like unfold her and fucking leave it out. Like we thought it was like the rudest thing when we were working there. Oh. So now we just
I don't do that. But like if something isn't like perfect, I'm like, someone's going to come by later.
I'm just saying as a worker, not as like a customer, as a customer, I never really thought about, but like after working there, now we're like, fuck this. You're like kind of helping them out just by getting that shit back.
Cause you were in their shoes. So you put yourself in that position. You're like, oh, this is like annoying for
them.
It sucks. What is up with fitting rooms lately though? How come they used to be like cubbies, you'd have a door, there'd be a lock thing on it. Now everything's a fucking curtain that doesn't close all the way.
You can see through everything
going
through
it. I'm like in a fitting room and people are walking by. The people next to you can like see in. I don't understand it.
Keith, I was just thinking about that the other day. Every single fitting room that I've been to in the past like 2 years.
I don't get it.
Nothing. Like why is it restrooms? Like why is there fucking holes? Like why can't we all see each other taking a shit and changing?
It's insane. You know what's worse? One of my favorite stores, love you to death, Aritzia, but I if I feel like I have to try a piece of clothing on, I just won't get it. I do not try things on there because one, they have the curtain Two, there's no mirrors in there. There's a communal mirror that everybody has to walk out.
And then you have to go out. Like, it's like you're shopping with your mom. Yeah. Like, do these pants look good?
There's big mirror for everybody. Why would they do that to people? That's terrible.
It's not that expensive to put a mirror in every dressing.
There is nothing more embarrassing than trying on clothes and then walking out of the with it on.
Looking
at other people. Like,
oh, right. And everyone's looking like, you, like, you see that one person like,
and someone's like, no. I love that. And you don't like it. And you're like, then you don't like that person.
The jet blue of dressing rooms is Abercrombie. Abercrombie takes the friggin'
their new ones? I can't even remember an Abercrombie dressing room.
Yes. You go in
there. Like restoration hardware.
It's like temperature controlled. You can change the
heated floors.
You can change the lighting. You can do orange. You can do blue. You can do purple. You play music.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
They're gorgeous.
That's insane.
Yes,
no, the new Abercrombie is pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, they're
gorgeous.
It kind
of gives me anxiety because it looks, all the stuff looks kind of like too good. Like they figured it out where like you want to buy everything.
Abercrombie stepped it up.
But then I'm worried like that jacket, I'm going to go somewhere and someone's going to have that.
Yeah. Right. My favorite part about the Abercrombie fitting rooms is the cameras in there too. It's a nice camera you do.
I hate
take a picture of yourself. Wait a second, it's a webcam.
You know what gives me anxiety? Another stupid thing that gives me anxiety. When you're checking out with your clothes, we're talking about shopping and I'm like, okay.
Here she goes.
When you're checking out with your clothes and it's about to be purchased and the person working compliments what you're buying, it gets me so worked up and hot because I don't know whether to say thank you because it's going to be mine any minute. Or if I say, I know, right? That sounds a little...
Or I think they're being like fake about it.
They're just
I just don't know how to respond fast enough. I'm like, yeah.
They're just doing what they're told to do. Yeah.
I know. Like they're not thinking of my answer, but I'm thinking of my answer. And they're just like, oh my gosh, those shoes are so cute. Like, thank you.
But like they also, that's not their first time seeing it. You know what I mean? Like they clearly know what their products are.
But
so
I'm
they're
saying
doing.
I'm saying from my point of view, like, what am I supposed to say
thank
to
you.
That?
Because, thank you.
Thanks.
Because it's gonna be mine, but it's not mine yet. I didn't pay yet.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh, love these. Thank you.
Guys, I just want to be in Brian's brain when she's walking through a fucking store.
Think about how weird that is. If you just put shoes on the counter and they're like, oh my gosh, I love these. Thank you.
I don't think it's that weird.
It's because she's complimenting your taste almost.
You picked it. You curated your own purchase.
I guess because either way doesn't sound right. Like thank you doesn't sound right, and I know.
I say
just like me too. I love these.
Oh, me too. That's
me
a good
too.
One. Me too.
I say
me
I know.
Too.
I go, I know, right?
I know, right?
I try to give her a whole story.
Yeah.
Me too. When I was 8.
Oh boy.
Jabra's like, yeah, I know. No, I don't like confrontation, but she'll sit with that lady for fucking an hour and a half with the dog.
I hate being in dressing rooms. I hate trying on pants in dressing rooms.
I don't do it anymore.
But you have to like, okay, this is my stuff. And this is the stuff I like. And this is the stuff I don't like.
And
then you have to do it all over again.
And the other hook is broken. So you're like, where are the go backs?
And you're also in such a tight space where you really don't know if the pants look good on you. Because when are you ever going to be this like up close to a mirror?
Yeah.
You need to like, I want to
see
what I
look like. You need the communal mirror.
From far away.
If I go in the fitting room, I'm only trying on shirts. I don't do jeans anymore. I don't do jeans, pants, and nothing like that. I just keep it tops now.
But there is nothing worse, even though it's the ubiquitous experience of going in a dressing room to try things on, is when something doesn't fit. It tosses my day off like that.
You know what
I'm like?
Times?
I go, fuck myself, fuck this system. This was a waste of time.
No, but a part of me, if I do take out 10 items and I put the 10 back, I'm like, I saved so much money.
And so much time.
The amount of times I've
walked out of the house.
I've walked out of a fitting room crying.
Oh yeah, he does that.
Wait, really?
Yo, it's so bad.
It ruins his day.
I get so worked up.
Oh.
Dude, he gets insecure. He goes, why don't I look good in clothes?
I've literally walked out like wanting to just...
I'm the complete opposite. I'll go...
Zay will be like...
Ooh. Damn.
Because the thing is, I get emotionally attached to something I see on a mannequin.
All Saints,
or
yeah.
like a picture. I'm like, God, that looks good on that person.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'm going to try it on. I'm going to look like that if I buy this.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right.
at Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall. Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sometimes I hate like looking at like mannequins. Pictures of cool outfits because I'm like, does this outfit look good or is this person very attractive?
It does.
And they just have like, you know, that cool kind of like mustache, great jawline. And then you're like, shit, it's not me. It's truly the
I
wearer.
Would love to see like my body type in everything that I'm shopping for. You know what I mean? That would be great. That would be a great AI. Like,
show me my body.
I go into this box. It takes like a fucking just
like a 3D rendering.
And then I'm able to shop online with my body. Yeah. And I take the clothes and I put it on my body and I'll see exactly what it looks like on my body.
Abercrombie's listening right now.
Every time I see like another dude who's like my height and they're wearing something like in my figure, I'm like, what is that? I'm always trying to find someone who has my type before I buy the fit, if that makes sense.
I don't see a lot of my type. I don't see a lot of my type at all.
You have a nice, just normal athletic build now.
I still have like an ostrich body. So it's hard to find that in this city. Everybody's just so like jacked and nice and lean.
I used to cry when I was a kid so much because my arms weren't like.
Are you about to cry now?
Do you remember like, okay, Hollister, Abercrombie, the dudes who like worked there. It was all about like the shirt fit around your bicep perfectly. I was so fucking skinny. I didn't have it. And I always remember just being at Hollister going.
Because the way that's how they sell it. They sell so it pissed. With like filling out
and
the
then,
arms.
And you go check out, the guy be like, everything look good on you, man, today? You'd be like,
and they were shirtless. Do you remember Abercrombie and Hollister being shirtless people working there?
Yeah.
Standing outside.
And
with
they were
jeans?
Hot, all hot. Makes you
and
feel
there was
like
just like sexual tension
dumb.
In the air. Like you know, you knew that they were hooking up, and they were. Like, I swear they were like grabbing asses and shit.
Like people would go to the mall to take pictures with the Abercrombie people that stand in front of the store.
Nobody
what the
was,
hell was that?
What
about?
A wild time, huh?
Nobody that was weird.
Nobody was a virgin there.
They made sexual tension.
It was just everyone was getting late.
and they looked down on you. They're like, oh, like you.
Oh my god,
that is so funny.
No, I know. You be walking in there, and you have to pass that dude. Like, like guys or gals, and they would always have the girls working on the guy's side and the guys working on the girl's side. Do you remember that?
I remember. Like,
so you'd always be like confused.
I remember that. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, I had that shirt because I thought it was gonna look like that.
And they would put the low rise jeans. They would make it like
that's a 16-year-old boy got his first job.
Maybe
his freaking pelvis out.
That's what's also weird when you look back at it. It's like, well, if you watch like the Abercrombie documentary, like the
guy, look at that V.
go back.
Look at that V. Go back, Jordan. Oh no, just wait, go back.
Just look at the guy in the middle. Look at the guy in the middle on the ground.
The head is about to fall out. That's like a cursive V where it like is a real. Oh my god!
That's like a narrow V. It's like a Ken doll.
Watching.
No, we're not making fun of his body.
We're not. No, it's just like in the line.
It's so, too low.
Like, where else are you supposed to look?
It does.
Where do they think we're looking?
Who said the Ken doll?
I did. I said it looked like a Ken doll. Like it just goes down and there's nothing.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, my head. Oh,
that
my
was fucking, funny.
My grafts are hurting.
That brown belt.
Wow.
But damn, to be an Abercrombie or Hollister.
Yeah. Oh, and then you let the belt hang like that? Come on now.
Yeah, come
you
on now.
You let the brown Abercrombie belt hang like that.
Jordan, you don't gotta zoom that much.
Yeah, Jesus.
I love that the Abercrombie scent is a universal known thing.
They still have that scent, right?
Like, right. If you smell, if you get a whiff, you're like, it smells like Abercrombie. Yeah. Like everybody knows that smell. There's a candle.
And what do you think of when you smell that? You think of chiseled abs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like it just reminds me of like puberty, but just like unattainable, like attractiveness or like, you know,
at that age.
Yeah. It just reminds me of like, to me, it doesn't smell like good, but I mean, it does smell good, but it just, you know, like a scent just can bring back memories so fast. That for me just like makes me feel like
mine is the Hollister cologne, because I never got it and all the cool kids wore the Hollister cologne.
Hollister cologne though smelled good, but it didn't last. You would put Hollister cologne sometimes on, and I don't feel like it stayed with you compared to Abercrombie.
Axe stayed with you until you showered.
But now Abercrombie actually sells the room spray, because my friend, he worked at Abercrombie. He took the room spray from the store from working, and he would just spray it in his bedroom and stuff.
Oh,
and it was like you.
We went to this one store the other day, and for the bag, you know, when you like check out, they put the stuff in the bag, they wrap it all up, and then they give you the bag. They sprayed their spray into the bag and on the bag. So when you leave, when you grab that bag, it brings you into that like. That moment, it was insane. I've never seen like, a company do that before.
Your Hollister bag did smell like until you got rid of it. Like it stayed.
Yeah.
Smart. Oh yeah. Gosh, man, those jackets.
It's so funny. I remember back in like middle school and high school when Hollister and Abercrombie were like the clothes to wear. Of course, like the popular kids always looked so good. They looked exactly what they're supposed to look in those Hollister shirts and those Abercrombie shirts. You know who I'm talking about. Like, remember, what's his face? Remember Casey, what's his name? Casey Suarez, remember? He was like every time I'm looking at that kid. It was the puka shell, the perfect swoosh.
Everyone, people who had the fit had it down.
Wish we could find a pic. I want them to see exactly what he looked like. It was like he came off a Hollister catalog, and he would wear that shit every day and made everybody want to buy Hollister. He was like a walking ad.
They would wear that aqua Hollister polo with the fitted cap, and they would have their bangs up like this.
Right, you're literally describing this kid, right?
Did you guys ever do the...
I tried to. I would do this.
I did that for years.
I would do this, blow dry. Up.
I remember Casey told me he, before school, would put his baseball cap on to get his hair to flare up on the edges. And then I started doing that, like trying to like get my hair to flare up on the edges. Cause he had the perfect like all around.
He had the David Dobrik flip.
He was like, my secret, I'll put my hat on and I'll wear it for 30. He's like, I'll wear it for 30 minutes before I leave to come to school, and then I'll take my hat off, and it would.
But it doesn't give you like a hat head though.
That's the whole point. Shit, I always tried to do that and I could never get it. Mine would just be like.
Matt's with a roller.
Dude. I don't know.
Did you find it?
I was skinny as hell.
He doesn't have pictures in that outfit. This is like when he switched high schools.
And the girls got. You guys remember y'all used to just like layer tank tops and stuff?
Camis.
Camis.
You would be the cami, right?
Yeah.
You would have the one with the lace on the bottom.
Yes.
Then you would layer it one without the lace, one more with the lace, and then the V-neck. And if you weren't, the more stacks, the more popular.
And then a denim skirt with that belt.
With your fake Uggs, little leg warmers.
Oh, yeah.
A Hollister tote bag.
And you kind of had to dress like that, like because you had to cover up. Like you couldn't have a collar shirt showing.
Well,
here.
Well, it wasn't even like covering up. It was like that was the style. Like having showing
that Lizzie McGuire look.
Showing your cami underneath was good, was popular. And then I've talked about this before, but leggings. You would wear leggings and yoga pants. If you think about girls you went to school with that had leggings, your cami would be your shirt would be over your butt.
Okay. Yes.
Wasn't a thing until after we graduated, where everyone just wore hoodies and leggings. Like that wasn't a thing.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You guys are always fucking matching. You guys don't even try. And then me and Heath just Yeah.
Then you remember Aeropostale was like
they were the one.
I can't even think about what the store looked like.
It was like it was much brighter and it was preppy but cheaper.
Yes.
Like everything was like $10 cheaper than Abercrombie. Like their hoodies were like $20.
Was US Polo Assassin popular?
That was a rip off. No, it wasn't popular.
That's when you couldn't afford Hollister.
I always thought it was like U.S. Polo Assassin. And I still don't think is it association?
It may be association, yeah. But I always thought Assassin too. But I remember when in college, all the frat guys wore polo shirts. But if you wore U.S. Polo Assassin, that was like, that isn't Ralph Lauren. That is a rip off version separate. Of polo. And so if you wore that, but I always thought it was just like, an off, or it still was under the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, no. And like, you got made fun of a lot if you wore those.
It's so interesting. Like, that whole store is modeled after things to wear while playing polo.
Sure.
Like, what a specific, who the hell is playing polo that you decided we need to make a clothing store? You know what I mean?
Because people playing polo, they just look good. People that play polo.
It's prep culture.
Right.
Yeah. But the same fact thing with Izod or like Lacoste is tennis. So all the Lacoste stuff is tennis wear. Rugby players wear.
A lot more people wear or play tennis. I understand that, but a store to explode and become so big that it becomes a
Ralph Lauren.
Something to wear while playing polo is crazy to me.
Well, there's
someone should come up with a brand that's like Country Club Couture.
Yeah.
Like they probably have just that.
Country Club
Couture.
I love preppy clothes. I think preppy clothes are timeless and it's a great everything. Like a polo, when is a polo ever going to be out of style? It never will be. Polos are always like good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not like going to be wearing like you can still wear the same polo shirt to dinner 10 years, you know?
It's
amazing. Lacoste, I love. Lacoste polo, you're never going to be like, ugh, I'm sick of this. You know?
I feel kind of fake when I wear preppy clothes like that. Like the collared shirt with the pen. I just feel like I'm not being myself and I'm like trying to put this facade on.
Oh.
That's not like me, yeah.
I'm like that when I wear black clothes.
Oh, yeah.
You never wear black.
You catch me wear black and then I'm like, people are like, Matt, what the hell are you doing? Like it's, yeah. But there was a girl at our school who had a Lacoste polo every day. And a Lacoste polo was like $75.
Wow.
And it was just like, and she had one all the time. I had two and I thought I was like the fucking king of the world. And I wore that shit to the fuck.
Damn, I didn't know Lacoste was that expensive.
I went to a school dance with my friend and I wasn't allowed to wear like Hollister and Abercrombie or shop there. And my friend let me borrow her Hollister. It was almost like this material. It was gray long sleeve. And then at the end of the night, she was like, oh, just keep it. I have like 100 of them. And I was like, okay.
You know,
I didn't say that. So I kept it. And same thing, I wore it to death.
Ugh.
I wore it for
the alligator off.
I wore it like a couple times a week. And a couple times a week in school is bad. Like I probably smelled.
Oh, yeah. I had like stains on my by the end of it.
Forget it.
That's really sweet of her. You should invite her on the podcast. I think that's a big thing that she did for you.
She just got married.
Congratulations, Rebecca.
Nora's.
My equivalent to that was when my parents finally agreed to get me something that was pink.
Oh yeah, remember real guys were pink.
Oh
remember
my
that
god,
that phase when everybody started doing it, and then I had to ask my parents if I could get these pink and black and gray Volcom plaid skate shorts.
But it was Volcom though.
Oh my gosh.
It's Volcom though.
The plaid.
I'm trying to think of my first pink thing, but I definitely
and I remember asking for it, and they were like, "You want those?" And I was like. Yeah. And then I got the matching baby pink shirt to go with it.
Is this before glam rock, Keith?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And they were like the 2 for $40. And I remember I got two pairs.
That was like, I remember my brother's having to ask to transition to skinny jeans. They had the same, reaction.
Huge.
It was like, are you sure?
Ooh, when my mom found my skinny jeans, because they were girl jeans. They were girl jeans that had a flower print. She's like, honey, whose jeans are these? I was like,
okay. Mine. Were Fat Farm shoes stupid?
What are
Fat
those?
No, you got the name wrong. Fat Farm. It's
Fat Farm.
It's Fat Farm.
P-H-A-T. Fat Farm. Oh. And it had that P with like the sound.
Baby
P,
Fat.
Shoes.
It was Russell Simmons, Baby Fat, Russell Simmons' wife, who started Baby Fat, and they made Fat Farm shoes.
I don't remember for guys.
Oh, well, damn. Now you're making me, because I have this visceral memory of me.
Oh, yes, Matt. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
So okay. Should I have not bought those shoes?
Yes, you should not have bought those.
Okay, because I was just thinking, I remember being in a Journey's Kids, and I was trying those on, and my friend's older brother was there like with my mom, and he was like, I wouldn't buy those shoes. And I'm like, why not? They're really cool. He goes, nah. He was 2 grades older than me, and I didn't buy the shoes. And still to this day, I wish I kind of did.
You should buy them now.
They look like Heelys.
No, guess what? Our Heelys is made in my hometown.
What's your
Heelys,
hometown?
Heelys just DM'd me. Carrollton.
I tried to go online the other day and buy a pair of soaps.
Soaps is so made in Carrollton.
Really?
Soap and Heelys.
So expensive.
Soap shoes.
So
the ones
expensive.
You could slide down on a rail.
It was like a plastic piece that you could like jump and grind on a rail.
Zane, these
me
shoes.
Me and Jordan were talking about it.
They had...
Wait, what?
It's basically a skateboard, but invisible.
Wait, I've never
it was like
seen these.
Yeah.
Heelys weren't around.
Holy
it was,
shit.
It was before Heelys.
Oh, I'm going to be getting some Heelys.
Matt, look at that. That's some shit you would wear right there.
What?
So the New Balance shoes with fucking thing on it.
That looks
oh, that's
crazy.
Funny. Wait, should we get some?
I tried.
They're
to get
so expensive.
To get original soaps on eBay are a lot. But there's a new company that's like making a new version.
You gotta sign a waiver when you buy these.
Oh, they're like really dangerous.
I mean, it's but just like, your feet.
I don't understand. Like when I first saw this, I was like, okay, it's a lot safer than doing it on
a skateboard.
Like wearing skates or a skateboard. But then I realized you're still jumping up on the rail. You can fall off. And then instead of gaining that speed and being able to land and ride out of it, now you stick and you're just on a rubber sole and you're just going to roll your ankle. You have like, you're just
stopping.
It actually seems a lot more dangerous.
Yeah.
I remember we would go out
parkour.
With a skateboard and we would just we had like a camera and we would just jump off a curb with it, but had no intentions of.
Oh, so like you like, snap a picture?
And we would just upload pictures of us on MySpace with just us like fake skating.
I've done that.
Like being like, oh, that's shit.
Funny. Or like, remember if you had a skateboard, just learning like an ollie or something. Or, like,
I still couldn't.
Oh,
I
you
could
were
never
it.
Get it.
Just one trick and then it's in the garage for life.
Oh, my hair is doing great, guys.
I know, we see that.
It looks really good.
I can't believe how well it's healing. Like, it's unbelievable that it doesn't look like fucking ass right now.
When does it start growing? Immediately?
Oh, no, I mean, these hairs are going to fall out. So they're in there for probably like a few weeks. They fall out and then new ones grow. There's like this weird process where
the follicle is planted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then it'll fall out and you're like, that's what like people, a lot of people freak out after hair transplant because they see it all fall out and they're like, what the fuck? But then it just grows back.
What about, you haven't drank in how long now?
Since pretty much like before surgery, but since Arizona.
Okay.
I think, I think by now I can drink. I'd rather wait till this weekend. Oh, we have the roast this weekend.
Why am I nervous about that?
I'm not ready.
I'm so fucking nervous.
Like it is like looming over me right now.
Yeah.
I do want to warn you guys, the fact that I have to deliver like a comedic fucking lines and roast in front of people and on video, it just is absolutely fucking terrifying.
When I can't even read.
Zane, if you laugh, I'll laugh. Can we all agree to that?
No, that's what I'm literally going to everybody.
You better crack up.
Oh, Mariah, no.
I need you to.
I'm well, no,
God, we're talking to the wrong people. We have to tell the crowd to fucking laugh.
Yeah.
We'll be on stage.
I was working on it today. It's so hard to even get into the roast mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you got to sit there and be like, okay, like sitting there and trying to make yourself think messed up or rude, like shitty things about a friend is very hard to like,
yeah,
like put your, just to even like begin right. to start writing these
and then
things.
It's worse is then we have to write jokes about each other and all this shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Too. Where I was like sitting there, I'm like, ugh.
And
like,
not only do you have to make it mean, you have to now make sure it delivers. You have to make sure that it fucking hits where it's mean, kind of true maybe, but funny. That's
tough. How many people are coming? Is it just our friends? Or is
I told Jason, like, I really just want like our close friends there. I don't want like any other people there.
Who was the last roast?
Bryce Hall. There was a lot of people at that one.
Oh, did I? Was I at Bryce Hall's roast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Before that was, I think, Jason.
Okay, yeah, Bryce Hall was like too many people, or I didn't like.
That was packed.
Yeah.
But like, it was just a whole bunch of friend groups of people who I was like, I don't know. I was too nervous
about that. He's making it small this time.
I'd rather just feel like it was just in front of friends and not like we're entertaining.
I think it is just friends, this one. I think this is mainly for our friends, but we're going to, you know, obviously film everything. but guys, if I suck, please. Just
and if I suck too,
Matt, you've done it three times.
Yes, but I don't think my jokes this year that someone's like, because it's like we punch up the jokes, but we don't write the jokes.
But at least you have speaking skills.
It'll be good once we get through it. It's just a lot of, it's like a presentation.
A lot of prepping. Yeah.
I do have a quick question though.
What?
I just want to know if you guys have ever thought about this or know the answer, or anybody listening.
Oh, taking our own
probably
life.
No.
I was at Patty's this morning,
which is.
Just a diner.
My Patricia?
No.
Yeah, you were at
just a little restaurant right there. And have you been somewhere and there's pictures hung up with Patty's, we love you, and it's this whole little thing and it's from a celebrity.
Yeah.
Or it's some like famous person that like goes to the restaurant, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a lot of places do that. At Bob's, it's got everybody.
Sure.
Does the celebrity, like it had Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Do they bring a, because it was a Hannah Montana huge poster signed, Hannah Montana, I love you, Patties, thanks so much, the food's always amazing. Are they bringing in a poster of themselves, signing it, going, here, put this up on the wall?
No.
Is a poster in the back that they're like, hopefully this person will come in and they'll walk up to their table and have them sign it real quick?
Do they have a printer back there?
Or are they like, fuck.
Run to Staples.
Miley Cyrus is right there. Go print something out and see if we can sign it. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, how does this happen?
That's so
true. It's either they do that or they have come multiple times where they show up, they take care of them, and then when they come again, they're prepared with whatever they need to have them
sign. They have it prepared. You know, like paparazzi or the people who like always have stuff for like celebrities to sign and stuff? It's in preparation of that person coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it would be like a huge printout of James Dean, and it would be like signed at the bottom, like, thanks so much for the best burgers around, love you Bob's Big Boy James Dean or whoever.
Right. I don't know, that's a good question. I think sometimes they have to, you think they're usually asked, and if they don't have it, if they don't provide one, they'll be like, oh, my people will send you something.
Oh, that's,
but then it's already signed.
No, he's saying that like
you,
they'll bring him a signed poster.
Send it or something. Like,
so then like that would be like, hey Jordan, go print a huge picture of me out. I'm gonna sign it real quick and then go run this.
Is
to
it
the
a
diner.
Headshot? Is it headshots?
It's all different stuff.
I don't really know.
But it's some
like,
sort of
I
like.
I always think it's always different, like on how it happens.
I've seen ones where it's a picture of them in the restaurant with the owner, like thumbs up, like, oh my god, could we grab a picture real quick? And then they sign that and it's right there.
What if they're able to sign like a receipt and they can somehow get that signature like printed onto the picture or like a napkin or something. And
maybe,
I don't know. That seems like too much.
I was thinking about that too. They just kind of like mock the, or forge the signature from where they have them sign. But
that could be,
but then also what you were saying about the picture with them in the restaurant, the only picture that they could be signing are fucking Polaroids. But I've seen like film digital pictures that are printed out already when they're there. So they have to run to the store. They got to get it developed and then come back and then they get it signed.
You are eating for an hour or two. So maybe they have a runner that's like,
just
go to Staples. Specifically,
maybe. I mean, it is good for business. Like that's probably a top priority on every diner is like, when there's a celebrity here, we need to have a runner in case we get a moment where somebody's inside the restaurant. Because when you walk in,
someone goes, never underestimate the power of a free meal. It's cheaper to hand an autograph headshot than pay for meals all the time. Someone said that. Sometimes they already have it kind of like
in their car.
Yeah, as a way of getting a free meal. I don't know. Someone said that. There are some restaurants that have that have had actual celebrities dine there and somehow acquired headshots of those celebs related to the actual events. Hold on. I'm going to find a better answer. I'm going to check.
Well, just why don't you ask that AI chat?
Or sometimes at conventions where there's actors and other celebrities have signing tables, you often can purchase headshots at a fee and a person to sign them. So sometimes they might be at the restaurant. They signed it somewhere else, just saying, say you love my restaurant.
That's good too.
So you think they went there to like a meet and greet?
Yeah, they went to a meet and greet. But sometimes then that's why there's always those. And then there's the pictures of them actually at the restaurant that they like have there. You know that? Like,
oh, that is weird.
That makes sense. I mean, I've signed some weird shit.
I've never been like bussing burgers. I love it. I always come in. Thanks for taking care. You know what I mean?
I'll do it. If they ask me, what are you going to say? No.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I've never been there. I'm not going to publicly.
In the moment you're going to see, you're not going to say that.
I would
that.
Be like, what?
Or maybe I know a lot of celebrities, especially like smaller towns, that they'll just walk in and go eat. But maybe their people call and say, hey, Miley Cyrus is about to come in. Can we get a back table? And they're like, go. She's coming at 2:00. Go get a picture.
Ah, that's good.
And then
especially back then,
hand her the check, they hand her the picture.
And it makes sense, too, because she lived in the neighborhood.
There's pictures of the patties.
Because she lived in the 80s. I thought you were about to say that.
In the 80s?
In the 80s.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
But no, I feel like they did that a lot back then, was call in.
Yeah, now they just walk in.
Yeah, now they just walk in. Well, everyone's a celebrity now. We got all these TikTokers and Instagram.
Everybody's somebody.
Everybody has a following. Everybody has the fans.
All right.
I'm tired.
Let's wrap it and do all the wind down.
Okay.
And always wrap it in the bedroom.
Safe sex is great, Tex.
If you don't know what the unwind is that we talk about every week.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have an unwind here after the episode. We let the cameras go in for like 20, 30 minutes and we just talk shit.
Bonus content. You can find it on our Patreon.
Raw. It's real. It's us.
It's authentic.
Sometimes we sit on our phones in silence.
I know, but it's like fun. You get to be with us, like sitting there on the phone with
us. Watch our live TikTok feed.
Exactly.
It's on our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We also post bonus episodes once a month on there. We're going to have a drunk episode coming up here shortly. We do a live Q&A every single month. And then once you do sign up, you're going to get access to all of the videos we've ever posted.
We have a lot at this point. So your $5 will be worth it.
Also, make sure to check out our new Cremota flavors. We've got the Holiday Blend, which is actually my favorite coffee blend that we've ever come up with. It's absolutely incredible. We also have Pumpkin Spice. That's out right now. And we're also doing our 12 Days of Christmas. So we got a new deal every single day. So make sure to check that out.
All right. You can check out this podcast. We post the audio every Monday on Spotify, on Pandora, on Google, on Apple Podcasts. And every Tuesday, we post on YouTube, the video version of this, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That was great.
Gracias. Thank you so much. Thank you, Matt and Mariah, for being here today with us. Thank you, Jordan, for working the AI chat for us.
Zoom in on the V's.
What?
You and Jordan match?
Yeah, you got
There you go. There you go. That's awesome.
All right, baby. We love you.
Thank you. We'll see you next week. Peace and love.
See you soon, Unwinders.
I'm reclining.
Okay.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.